This is Sound It, Unit 2, Lesson 12.
Hello. Today we're going to play some games with different vowels. And I bet I'll have a hard time fooling you, because you probably know all of those vowel sounds now. Look at the first box. I'll say a vowel sound. Listen for that vowel sound as I name the pictures. You say the words after me and circle the picture that has my vowel sound in its name. Look at the first two pictures and listen for the E sound. Tree. Sock. Did you hear the E sound in tree? You should have circled the picture of the tree. If you make any mistakes, put an X on your answer. Look at the next pictures and listen for the A sound. Cat. Bed. Did you circle the picture of the cat? If you did, you were right. Now listen for the I sound. Bed. Milk. That was a hard one. Did you hear the I sound in milk? Milk was right. Listen for the a sound. Truck. Tree. You should have circled the picture of the truck. I hope you heard the sound in truck. Listen for the oo sound. Book. Boot. Could you hear the oo in boot? You should have circled the picture of the boot. Our next sound is the I sound. Cat. Five. Did you hear the I sound in five? I hope you circled the five. Listen for the O sound in these words. Boat. House. Boat has the O sound, doesn't it? I hope you circled the boat. Now listen for the U sound. Truck. Book. Did you hear the U in book? You should have circled the picture of the book. Our next sound is ah. Sock. Five. The word sock has the ah sound. I hope you circled the picture of the sock. Our last sound is oi. Saw. Boy. The word boy has the oi sound. You should have circled the picture of the boy. How well did you do on this page? I hope you heard the different vowel sounds and found the matching pictures. Let's play a smiling or frowning face game. Turn to page 2. Look at the picture at the top of the page. I will say a sentence about each picture. The last word of each sentence will have an sound. Listen for the word at the end of the sentence. And if I say the last word with a good sound, circle the smiling face. But if I say the word wrong, if I use the sound, circle The frowning face. Let's try it. There is water in this cup. I said cup with a good sound, didn't I? You should have circled the smiling face. If you make a mistake, put an X on your answer. Look at the next picture and listen carefully. I hope I don't miss the bus. Did you circle the frowning face this time? I should have said bus, not bus. Look at the picture of the girl in the sun. Don't stay out in the hot sun. You should have circled the frowning face again. I should have said sun. Look at the train and listen. The little train went puff, puff. I hope you circled the smiling face. That was correct. Now look at the table. That table is covered with dust. I should have said dust, not dust. Did you circle the frowning face? Look at the clown next. The clown was funny. Could you tell that funny was correct? You should have circled the smiling face. Put the ice in the tub. I hope you circled the frowning face. I should have said tub. Glum had a pet bug. That was wrong, too. You should have circled the frowning face again. Did you get those right? I hope so. I thought you might like to see some of the friends again that you met in earlier lessons, so I invited them back for a party in the park near my house. Look at page 3. We had all kinds of good things to eat, and just for fun, I asked each guest to choose one food that had the same vowel sound as the one in his name. Find Ada and Ed. They are sitting at the round table under the tree. Ada picked something with the A sound to match her name. Did she choose a deviled egg, a banana, or grapes? Draw a line from Ada to the food she chose. Which food had Ed's E sound? The eggs, banana, or grapes? Draw a line from Ed to the food he picked. You should have drawn your lines to show that Ada chose grapes and Ed took the eggs. Did you do that? Did you hear Ada's A sound in grapes and Ed's E sound in eggs? I hope so. If you make a mistake, put an X on your answer. Luke the Spook and Cubby Bear are standing near the tree. They are looking at the table with the prunes, the plum, and the cookies. Which food has Luke's ooh sound? The prunes, the plum, or the cookies? Draw a line from Luke to the food he chose. Cubby likes things with the sound. Which did he choose? Prunes, plum, or cookies? You were right if you gave Luke the prunes and Cubby the plum. Glum and Lucky sat at the long picnic table. Do you see the picture of Glum in his new plaid shirt? He chose something with the sound. the sound he used before he could say "uh." Which food has the "uh" sound? Fudge, cookies, or candy? Draw a line from glum to the picture of the food he chose. Which food did Lucky find to match the "uh" sound in his name? Did he take the fudge, the cookies, or the candy? I hope you gave the cookies to Glum and the fudge to Lucky. Will and Tom sat on the grass. Will had to match the "ih" sound in his name. Did he choose milk, plums, or pop? Draw a line from his picture to the food he picked. What did Tom pick to match the "ah" sound in his name? Milk, plums, or pop? You should have given the milk to Will and the pop to Tom. Did everyone at the party get the right food? I hope so. Now turn to page 4. Before our guests left, I gave each one a small toy for a gift. The toy had the same vowel sound as that in the guest's name. Can you tell what was in each package? The first picture shows Ada. Did she get the crayons or a book? Circle the picture of the thing that matches the "a" sound in her name. Did you hear the "a" sound in crayons? You should have circled the crayons. Now look at Ed. Did he get the pencils or sailboat? Ed got the pencils, didn't he? I hope you heard the "a" sound in pencils. Look at Luke. Did Luke get tools or a book? You should have circled the tools. Luke got the tools. Which present was for Cubby? The umbrella or car? Draw a circle around his present. Umbrella was right. Did you hear the "uh" sound in umbrella? I gave Glum something with the "uh" sound because he had trouble saying the sound in his name. Do you hear "uh" in truck or book? I hope you heard the "uh" sound in book. You should have circled the book. Now look at Lucky. Did Lucky get a truck or book? Lucky's present was the truck. Did you hear the "uh" sound in truck? Tom's toy had the "ah" sound in its name. Was Tom's toy the ball or the top? You should have circled the top. The top was for Tom. Do you know which present was for Will? The whistle or truck? Circle the one with Will's sound. Will's gift was the whistle. Could you hear the "ih" sound in the word whistle? I have enjoyed working with you and hope to visit you again someday. Goodbye.